Biden is set to sign into law Thursday afternoon the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth National Independence Day will be observed each year on June 19th, commemorating when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. The U.S. Supreme Court Thursday rejected a bid by Republican-led states to overturn Obamacare, safeguarding the health insurance of millions with the coronavirus pandemic still a threat in much of America. In a 7-2 decision, the nation's highest court upheld the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, former President Barack Obama's signature health care program, ruling that Texas and the other 17 states did not have standing in the case. President Joe Biden, who was Obama's vice president when the ACA was enacted, called the court ruling, quote, a big win for the American people, end quote. The Kremlin was guarded about future dialogue with Washington Thursday, a day after the first face-to-face meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. counterpart Joe Biden. The two leaders met in Geneva Wednesday to ease soaring tensions between Moscow and Washington, with relations at their lowest since the end of the Cold War. Putin said in televised remarks Russia was ready to continue the talks, provided Washington was also willing to do so. Mr. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations can improve. This is VOA News. The White House will finish allocating 80 million U.S.-made COVID-19 shots that it has pledged to ship abroad in the coming days, with shipments going out as soon as the countries are ready to receive them, a top U.S. official said Thursday. The United States has already begun shipping doses, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator said Thursday. The Biden administration earlier this month announced plans for how it will allocate 25 million shots and said it would allocate the remaining 55 million shots by the end of June. European Union states must use all the vaccine options available to fight the coronavirus pandemic, and it is too early to tell if a particular type is best. This according to the European Medicines Agency, or EMA, Thursday. The comments come as several countries limit the use of so-called viral vector shots, like AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, due to a link with rare blood clots, and opt instead for messenger RNA vaccines like Pfizer and Moderna. The EMA has currently authorized 4 vaccines, Pfizer-BioNTech, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and J&J. A senior U.S. State Department official said Thursday the United States was working with Taiwanese regulators and expects COVID-19 vaccines to be delivered in very short order to Taiwan. Washington has promised to donate 750,000 vaccine doses to the self-ruled island claimed by China. Kuwait will allow non-citizens to enter the country starting August 1st if they've been fully vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccines that have been approved by the Gulf state, the government said Thursday. A PCR test must be taken before flying and another during 7 days of home quarantine on arrival. In decisions carried by a state news agency, Kuwait's cabinet also announced only citizens who have been fully vaccinated can leave the country starting August 1st. China launched the first 3-man crew Thursday to its new space station and its first crewed mission in 5 years. The astronauts are traveling in the spaceship launched in northwestern China on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The two veteran astronauts and a newcomer making his first flight are heading to the core module of the space station for a 3-month stay in its main living compartment. While there, they will carry out experiments, test equipment, conduct maintenance, and prepare the station for receiving 2 additional modules next year. Dozens of turtles and dolphins were killed by intense heat and chemical poisoning from a container ship that burned for almost 2 weeks off Sri Lanka, authorities said Thursday. The Singapore-registered ship has been partially submerged off the island nation's coast since early June after an onboard blaze released tons of plastic raw materials that swamped local beaches. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.